Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Everton of the Paulus Fathers. Today is the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. On this date, a friend of mine and I founded a small retreat house called Holy Cross Retreat House in Rollsburg, West Virginia. Also on this date, St. Francis received the stigmata, the wounds of Jesus on his own body. Uniting earth and heaven, while not necessarily difficult, it does involve a lot of strength and perseverance. In the first reading from the Book of Numbers, the people have lost their patience. They're worn out by the journey. They're disgusted with the food, and they don't like the accommodations that they find in the desert, which basically were none. And on top of all this, they have these pesky snakes that keep biting them. Well, what does Moses do? Moses tells them to look the snakes right in the eye, head on. Basically, what Moses is saying to us is that whatever situation or whatever problem we're having in our life, we need to face it head on and then take the necessary actions. Jesus had to do the same thing by facing and embracing the cross. It was only by facing and embracing it could he overcome it. The entire ministry of Jesus, his every action, his every word, was a uniting of earth and heaven. First of all, in himself, being both human and divine. And then in others, inviting others into the same divine-human relationship that he himself had. We are called to transform, to transformation, and we are called to assist in the transformation of all of creation. Our words, our actions, should always be an attempt to unite heaven and earth, bringing peace where there is discord, abundance where there is need, healing where there is hurt, and yes, life where there is death. As the last line in today's gospel states, Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but that the world and all that is in it be transformed into new and everlasting life. Our example, our words, and most especially our deeds, are to be invitations to others to join us on this extraordinary journey. We need to have retreat time, quiet time, to build up our strength and our perseverance so that we can face and embrace our own cross and so transform it into new life for ourselves and for others.